Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood happiness guru. And you know, sometimes life throws us curveballs, right? Those days when everything feels off, like you're stuck in a funk, or maybe even worse, feeling like you're just not good enough. Ever get those thoughts swirling around in your head? The ones that whisper doubts and criticisms. Well, I'm here to tell you, it's time to ditch the inner critic and embrace something way more powerful. Self-compassion. It's like giving yourself a big, warm hug when you need it most, a reminder that you're worthy of kindness, even on your toughest days. Today, we're diving deep into this game changer. Self-compassion isn't about being selfish or letting yourself off the hook. It's about treating yourself with the same understanding and kindness you would offer to a dear friend going through a tough time. Think of it as building a safe space within yourself where you can be vulnerable, acknowledge your struggles, and learn and grow without judgment. Ready to unlock this incredible superpower? Let's get started. 5 key takeaways for mastering self-compassion. 1. Recognize your humanity. First things first, remember that you're not alone in this journey. We all stumble, make mistakes, and experience setbacks. It's part of the human experience. Embracing your imperfections is the foundation of self-compassion. It's like saying, hey, I'm human, and that means I'm allowed to have messy moments. 2. Practice mindfulness. This isn't just about meditation, though that helps. It's about tuning into your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Pay attention to those whispers of self-criticism and notice how they make you feel. Then, gently redirect your attention to something positive or grounding, like taking a few deep breaths or focusing on the warmth of the sun on your skin. 3. Offer yourself kind words. Imagine a best friend struggling with something. What would you say to them? Chances are, you'd be encouraging, supportive, and understanding. Now, ask yourself, what would I say to my best friend right now? Speak those same kind words to yourself. Replace harsh self-talk with phrases like, I'm doing my best, or it's okay to not have all the answers. 4. Take care of your needs. Self-compassion isn't just about mental well-being, it's also about taking care of your physical needs. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body in ways that feel good, and spend time doing things you genuinely enjoy. Remember, you deserve to treat yourself with the same love and care you'd give someone you adore. 5. Be patient with yourself. This isn't a quick fix. Building self-compassion takes time and practice. Be kind to yourself on this journey, celebrate your progress, and remember that setbacks are part of the process. Every step you take towards greater self-acceptance is a victory worth celebrating. Real-world relatable example. Picture this. You're working on a project that's really important to you, but you hit a roadblock. Maybe you're facing criticism from others or struggling to meet a deadline. Instead of beating yourself up and spiraling into negative thoughts, imagine saying to yourself, okay, this is tough, but I'm going to take a deep breath, break it down into smaller steps, and ask for support when I need it. I'm capable of getting through this. By practicing self-compassion in these moments, you create space for resilience, creativity, and problem-solving. You become your own biggest cheerleader instead of your harshest critic. Summing it up, self-compassion isn't about perfection, it's about progress. It's about showing yourself the same understanding and kindness that you would offer to a loved one. Remember, you are worthy of love, acceptance, and joy. Now go out there and embrace your awesomeness. Call to action. I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on self-compassion in the comments below. What strategies have helped you cultivate more kindness towards yourself? And don't forget to subscribe to Sad to Rad so you never miss an episode of our journey to reclaiming joy together. Until next time, stay rad.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.